This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Advocates for wild horses descended on Washington this week to lobby for reinstating a ban on the sale of these horses to slaughterhouses. For some 30 years, the Mustangs of the American West have been protected and allowed to roam in limited numbers on public land. As part of the federal spending bill passed last year, a new law removes some protections and could mean thousands of captured wild horses will be sold for slaughter. Gloria Hillard reports from a wild horse sanctuary in the hills north of Los Angeles.
Rolling over hard-packed dirt, a border collie in the lead of the pickup truck, we come to a fenced pasture in the distance. Mustangs gallop at the base of the hillside. They are noticeably smaller than their domesticated cousins. Their long manes and coats are a riot of colors with unique tattoo-like markings.
This is Poncho.
Neta DeMaio is the founder of Return to Freedom, a 300-acre wild horse sanctuary of rolling green hills along the Central California coast. It is home to some 200 Mustangs.
Some of these horses have come directly from the range. Others came from adoptions gone bad.
For years, the Bureau of Land Management has been conducting roundups of wild horses and burros from public lands. The aim is to reduce the wild herds to appropriate management levels determined by the government. Over time, thousands of the wild horses have been adopted by individuals and sanctuaries, but these adoptions have never kept up with the annual captures. Today, some 20,000 wild horses are being held in federal holding pens. An estimated 37,000 Mustangs are left on public range, but the BLM and cattle ranchers say even that's too many. And that angers Neta DeMaio.
The only thing these horses are asking for is some land and water.
Land eroded by grazing and made worse by drought, as well as the cost of caring for horses in federal corrals, $20 million this fiscal year, are at the center of the controversial new law, which gives the BLM
an authority that we've never had before.
BLM spokesman Tom Gorey.
Well, it means that Congress has authorized and directed us to sell certain types of wild horses and burros.
What that means is any captured wild horse over the age of 10 and any horse that has been unsuccessfully offered for adoption three times must be sold at auction to the highest bidder. And those bidders, some say, are likely to be buyers for commercial slaughterhouses who sell horse meat abroad. Republican Senator Conrad Burns of Montana was the chief sponsor of the new law.
We have almost 20,000 that's being warehoused in feedlots across the country. Because of the range in which they come off of was not adequate to carry the entire herd. We have to have some way to manage the numbers on our ranges so that we can maintain the resource that sustains the herd.
Those resources are the tens of millions of acres of multi-use public land designated for not only the wild horses, but recreation, oil and gas development, and cattle. At a cattle auction in Nevada, the state that also happens to have the largest remaining wild horse population is Preston Wright, a longtime cattle rancher and president of the Nevada Cattlemen's Association. He says when Congress first passed federal protection for the wild horses some 30 years ago, it didn't set well with ranchers.
Ranchers have felt like it was unreasonable, unmanageable from the beginning, and it has proven to be so. And yet we've never been able to get this issue addressed until now.
He says many Nevada cattlemen with government grazing permits feel vindicated by the new law because, he says, the wild horses are eating the grass meant for their cattle. In a corral at the wild horse sanctuary, Jim Clapp disagrees. He's a weather-worn cowboy who looks more comfortable in the company of a dozen wild Mustangs than people. He once rounded up horses for the government. Today he sits on the other side of the fence, working to save the wild horses. Clapp says it's not the wild Mustangs causing a problem, but the several million cattle who share the land.
There is no actual proof. BLM cannot prove. See, if you take 30,000 horses, that's an insignificant number of horses when you compare it to 3 million cattle. It doesn't compute.
For horse advocates, of greatest concern right now is the fate of the thousands of wild horses slated for sale. They are pinning their hopes on a bill which has been introduced in the House to reinstate the ban against commercial slaughter. In the meantime, the BLM is planning to round up another 10,000 horses from public lands by the end of this year. For Neta DeMaio, who has committed her life to protecting the wild herds, it is a deep blow.
You can't possibly look at their numbers and say that they're a nuisance out there. They just don't make anybody any money. And so, therefore, I think they belong to the American people because they represent us out there. They are the American spirit.
A spirit and sound that DeMaio and many others feel is rapidly vanishing. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.